pray.
Father, we bless you and thank you for this time that you have given us, Lord.
We give you glory, honor, worship, and praise as we bow before you, thanking you for your presence here, Father. Thanking you for the work of the Holy Spirit within us and amongst us. Thanking you for our aliveness to the name of Jesus, Father. So, Father God, in the glory of who you are and all that you are, release your word into our hearts. Let it be the word that will build us. Let it be the word that will create us. Let it be the word that will sustain us. Let it be the word that will build us. Let it be the word that will bring forth in us a newness of life, an abundance of life, Father. That through prayer, Father, we will be a people who will touch the world, Father. That through prayer, O God, our hearts will truly be proclaiming, O God, the awesomeness of all that you have given us in Christ Jesus. And we pray, Father, that from the altars of our heart, that we will release the fullness of Jesus Christ that will fill all in all, that will fill the atmosphere of the earth, Father, that will fill, O God, the nations of the world, Father. So we pray that you will unveil a praying church on the earth and upon in the heavenly places. Together with the angels, O God, we pray that there will be, O God, a new realm of prayer, Father, released, Father, through the witness of the cross, through the witness of blood, water, and spirit. There will be new dimensions of prayer, O God, that will manifest, O God, your light and your salvation. That your light and your salvation will permeate the atmosphere of the earth, penetrating the hearts and minds, O God, of every man, woman, and child, Father. Opening each heart, O God, to the witness, O God, of your righteousness, Father. To the witness of all that you mean to establish, O God, in the name of Jesus. And by the faith and love of Jesus, in his spirit and his life, Father, we proclaim your salvation to be released into the earth as we pray salvation into the atmosphere of the earth. As your church takes authority, Father, to declare, O God, the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. To declare the defeat of the enemy, Father. To declare, O God, the destruction of the strongholds of the enemy. To declare, O God, the fire, O God, of your name, Father. So as we stand, O God, as we realize, O God, this witness within us, as we manifest this witness through prayer, Father, we pray that you will bless the church, Father. That you will bless the church across the world and in the heavenly places. That in the tabernacle, O God, of our unveiling, Father, we will manifest, O God, the fire, O God, of a living and glowing wonder of you, Father, alive in our hearts, Father. That will fill the earth, Father. That will be the prayer that we released, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is King of kings and Lord of lords, we declare his glory. We declare his sovereignty. We declare his supremacy. We declare his preeminence, Father. We declare his lordship. We declare his kingship, O God. We declare, O God, the cross of Jesus as the victory, O God, that will stand over all creation, Father. Indeed, Father, his fullness will fill all in all. We praise this. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are on the subject of prayer. And we talked about the witness that is within us. And we said that the purpose of prayer is to fill all in all with the fullness of Jesus Christ. And we said that the fullness of Jesus Christ is something that is being manifested in each one of us. So through this witness of blood, water, and spirit that is alive in us, through this witness of the cross, we have the potential of unveiling the fullness of Jesus Christ. We have the potential of releasing the fullness of Jesus Christ to fill all in all. All right, to fill all in all. So the purpose of prayer is to give expression to all that Jesus Christ has accomplished, to give expression to the testimony of Jesus, to proclaim all that stands in the name of Jesus. And you and I have a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we grow in the Lord, that revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ is being built into each one of our lives. And through prayer, we are to declare that revelation. We are to proclaim that revelation. We are to manifest that revelation. Whether it is over people we are praying for, over nations that we are praying for, over situations and circumstances that we are praying for. We need to understand that it is the will of God that the fullness of Jesus Christ fill all in all. And as the body of Christ, we are charged with the responsibility of releasing the fullness of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. So who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ that we should proclaim Him through our prayer? Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. So Jesus Christ is the apostle and high priest of our confession. And one of the most powerful ways to pray is to confess the word of God in the understanding that Jesus is the apostle of what you are praying. What does apostle mean? Apostle means messenger. Right? Apostle literally means messenger of God, right? And Jesus is the apostle of our confession. So it means that when we confess in prayer, when we declare in prayer, when we proclaim things in prayer, and there is a part of prayer that is a proclamation. It is a proclamation of the sovereignty of God. It's a proclamation of who God is and all that God is. And all that God is a reality that God is building inside of you. He's building it inside of the altar of your heart. He's building it into the witness that you have in Christ Jesus. And that witness is going to be built, and it is going to be, right, a confession of what you have received and realized in Jesus Christ, of what you expect to realize in Jesus Christ. And that confession is a very important confession, right? It must reflect that Jesus is the apostle of your confession. And you need to understand, when Jesus is the source of your confession, then He can also become the high priest of your confession. He can take that confession and present it before the Father for it to be answered, right? And you must understand that, all right? That's why we must learn how to pray in the witness, and we must learn how to pray in the witness using the Word of God, energizing the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. Because we all know how to pray in tongues, but tongues is a tool, right? The most powerful way to use tongues is to energize the Word of God, to energize the name of God, to energize the name of Jesus, to energize the witness that is so alive inside of us. That witness that God is building, that witness that represents the altar of prayer that God wants each one of us to proclaim. All right? So you and I have a tremendous potential in God. We have a tremendous potential to manifest, right? Right? Manifest this awesome wonder that God has given each one of us. So let's look at some verses so that we understand who Jesus Christ is, because it is so important that we pray in the name of Jesus, that the words that we are speaking are spoken in the name of Jesus. They are proclaiming the name of Jesus. They are declaring the name of Jesus. Right? Are you with me? Right? Do you understand that? Right? You have a witness inside of you. That witness is blood, water, and spirit. Now you can pray through that witness in English or in whatever language you want to, and you can pray through that witness in tongues. All right? And you can use that witness to do what God wants you to do. Right? And what God wants you to do is described in the Word of God. What God wants you to release into the atmosphere of the earth is written in the Word of God. But you and I are called, right, to declare that Jesus Christ, right, is the apostle and high priest of our confession. We are there to manifest that through prayer. Right? So much of prayer is a declaration of the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. That every knee must bow before the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to have that conviction in your heart. You need to have that confidence in your heart. And you need to express that when you pray. Right? Each one of us is called to stand in the name of Jesus. Each one of us is called to become partakers of a holy calling. Right? We just read that in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. And we need to understand that we are to proclaim that. All right? And that's something very powerful, something very awesome, something very wonderful. Right? We want to become a praying church. Right? We want one day that this church will be a church that has got prayer 24 hours of the day. That there will be people who come into this church who will be committed to prayer. Praying for the nations, praying for individuals, praying for things that are happening in the world. Right? So that we can truly influence things that are happening in the world. Because I believe that we have all authority invested in the name of Jesus. That Jesus Christ is not just an ordinary person. That Jesus Christ is someone who holds all authority and power in His name. That Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is preeminent over the affairs of the world. But it is the body of Christ that has to declare it. And we declare it when we worship God in one way, by bowing down before God, by blessing Him in the name of Jesus. That is one aspect of what we do. And the other aspect of what we do is that we proclaim and we confess and we speak forth that word through prayer. That we declare the name of Jesus over the affairs of man. That we declare the will of God over the affairs of man. And we need to know that we have the authority to pray like that. We have the authority to influence what is happening in the world. We have an authority to bind and we have an authority to loose. We have an authority that God has given us. But all of that authority is not in emotion. It is only in the name of Jesus. And that's something we must understand. So very fundamental, you have a witness. And this witness is designed to unveil Jesus as the apostle and high priest of your confession. So prayer is a confession, right? Prayer is a confession. Let's turn to to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. A familiar passage of scripture. Verse 14. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways and to keep His commandments. All right, so you have the Word of God. And the Word of God is in your mouth and in your heart. And between your mouth and your heart, there is something called a witness. We know that that witness is a witness that God wants to manifest as the Word of God. He wants to manifest that witness of the Word of God in the dimensions of blood, water, and Spirit. And He wants to bring that forth by the Holy Spirit. We just read that Jesus is the apostle of this witness. He is the apostle of this witness that is to manifest a confession. And He is also the high priest of this confession that He wants to bring before God and say, this is your word being presented from my body. This is your word being manifested from your living tabernacles. This is the word, Father, that you can perform. Because now it is coming from the hearts of your sons. Now it is coming forth from your own temple. Now it is coming forth by the Spirit in my name. And this word can be performed. This word can be done. This word can be declared. This word can be released, and angels and saints in high places can be released into this word. They can be released over the lives of people. They can be released over cities, over villages, over the spheres, over countries, over the spheres of influence of man. Right? We need to understand, right? That we need to think as if we were sons of God. Kings with responsibility and authority. Kings called to think beyond just ourselves. Kings call to take up the authority that is invested in the name of Jesus and reign in His name. Prophets who can declare His word. Prophets who know that the word of God will be performed. Prophets who understand that what we speak forth will unveil a new creation. Hello. All the teaching that we have been doing so far has ultimately got to be manifested in practice. And the fundamental way in which we minister to the world is through prayer. The fundamental way in which we minister to people is through prayer. Through prayer we clear the atmosphere over the earth. In prayer we clear the atmosphere over the hearts and minds of people. In prayer we manifest the power and reality of who God is and all that God is. And we must remember something. As long as we are expressing the reality of God, there is no force in heaven or on earth or under the earth that can prevent that. Because no one can stop the name of God from manifesting. Right? We have done teaching. John 17 verse 6, Jesus says, I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. So we have a witness inside of us. That witness is in blood, water and spirit. 1 John 5:10 says that he who believes in Jesus Christ has the witness in himself. 1 John chapter 5 verse 8 says that that witness inside of us is in blood, water and spirit. That witness is a proclamation of the cross. On the cross Jesus was made an offering. And through the witness within us, that offering is made alive from the altars of our heart, from the temples of our being. And this witness, this confession from the altars of our heart, will be performed as long as it is in the name of Jesus. Are you listening? We are speaking here the word of God. Don't sit there and look as if you are dazed or you are sleeping or you are half dead. Hello, this is something very important. You need to pray. If for nothing else, you need to pray for yourself and for your families. You better learn how to pray in the name of Jesus. Because God honors no other name but the name of Jesus. God honors no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Because that is His name unveiled through you and me. That's our calling. That's our destiny, to give expression, unique expression to the name of Jesus. That's your purpose in life. That's your purpose in all eternity. That's the source of your blessing. That's the source of what God calls the wisdom of the glory that He has given you. And you must understand that all that stands in the name of Jesus. And through prayer we are learning how to manifest the name of Jesus. And the church must understand that the fullness of Jesus Christ must fill all in all. And that can only happen through prayer. That can only happen through prayer. Amen? The fullness of Him must fill all in all. We have to open the way. Jesus is the way. We have to speak the way through prayer. We have to declare the way through prayer. We have to release from our heart the sword of the Spirit that will clear the pathway, that will cut through the darkness, that will destroy the strongholds of the enemy, that will open the hearts of men to what God has made available in the name of Jesus. That is our duty. That's our destiny. That's our privilege. And we must enter into this, right? So fundamental to prayer, Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. Jesus is the apostle and the high priest of your confession. Amen? So, when you pray, your prayer must be an expression of Jesus. Who He is to you, what He has done for you, what you expect Him to accomplish, what you expect Him to bring forth through your prayer. Hello? Let's turn to John 14. John 14, Verse 12. I want you to read this in the new light. I want you to read this in the light of prayer. Most assuredly, or truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. Do you know that in all of the works that Jesus Christ did, he manifested the word? Whether he was healing the sick, or whether he was raising the dead, whether he was teaching, whether he was praying, he was manifesting the word. Hello? It was through the word that the Holy Spirit worked. All right, so he says here, truly, truly, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And this is what you must understand. You have within you the word of God. You have within you a witness that is designed to release the word of God. You have within you a witness that is designed to function perfectly with the Holy Spirit. And so, by the Spirit, to release the word of God into every aspect of human endeavor, in every area of human influence. And the key is to understand that you and I must release the word of God in the name of Jesus. And when we do this, we are doing ministry. We are ministering in and by and through the name of Jesus. We are ministering by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And so Jesus says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Because I have taken a position at the right hand of the Father. I have taken a position at the right hand of the Father, and through the witness inside of you, that position is made available. That position is made functional. That position can be opened. And so he says in verse 13, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. That I will do. You and I are members of the body of Christ. What does that mean? That through you and me, Jesus can act. Through you and me, Jesus can act. That if we are prepared to subject ourselves as vessels of the Lord, if we are prepared to subject ourselves to His authority, if we are prepared to function in His witness, if we are prepared to declare His Lordship, if we are prepared to recognize Him as our King, if we are prepared to recognize Him as the beloved of our hearts, if we are prepared to acknowledge that He and He alone is the Savior of all mankind, if we are prepared to function in the name of Jesus, then Jesus will work through us. He says, I will do it. If you ask anything in my name, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. Notice the words, I will do. Not you will do, not I will do, but He will do. And this is the key we must understand. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 6, it says that this is He, Jesus Christ, who comes through blood and water. So, it is Jesus Christ who has the avenue of functioning through you and me. And we are required to discover that. We are required to develop that ability. We are required to discover and develop that ability in prayer, so that we can touch people through prayer, so that we can touch people, right, in a living witness that is above everything else in the universe. A living witness that declares that Jesus is Lord. A living witness that declares that Jesus is the Savior. A living witness that declares that Jesus is the Deliverer. A living witness that declares that Jesus is the healer. Are you listening, people of God? Do you understand how important it is that you learn how to pray? Instead of sitting down and talking nonsense through the night? that you've been doing for the last 10 years anyway. Right? To find the discipline and the time to do something worthwhile with your life. Now all this has to be developed by the Spirit. Start with 5 minutes. Right? You have to ask the Holy Spirit to build this witness inside of you. It is not going to drop magically out of the air. You're not going to suddenly pray for 10 hours in the day. Right? If you're ever going to pray 10 hours in the day on a sustainable basis, if you're a prayer warrior, you need to understand that that has to be entirely 100% built by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. If you build it in your flesh, it will come tumbling down one day. Or it will become a religious manifestation. And it will not touch the human race. So you need to understand that whatever comes out of this witness, whatever manifests in your confession, in prayer, it has to be in the name of Jesus, because that which is in the name of Jesus, it will be done. And so Jesus says, I will do it. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Alright, so this is another aspect of prayer that you need to understand, that through prayer, the Father must be glorified. Alright, through prayer, the Father must be glorified. That's why in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus begins the Lord's Prayer by saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's where prayer begins. Prayer begins in hallowing the Father's name. And learning how to hallow the Father's name is a skill. It is the highest skill in prayer. Because when you glorify the Father's name, you are establishing the realities of God right there. You're just establishing it like rays of light, right? Or like pathways in the Spirit. Right? You are declaring something in the atmosphere of the earth. You are declaring God. All right? Once you are, and you declare God when you declare Him as God. And you can only declare God as God when you hallow Him, when you worship Him, as you bow down before Him. Right? Are you with me? Again, learning to bow down before God, learning to worship God is not something you do one day. It is something you build gradually. Right? It has to be built inside of you by the Spirit in Jesus' name. So, worship becomes the building block in which prayer is released. Prayer is the work of God. Prayer is the ability to release what God is going to be doing. Worship is the ability to let God be God, to let God come alive in your being, to let God come alive through your witness. Right? So the purpose of worship is to hallow the Father's name. And when you hallow the Father's name, everything else takes its place. So, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. What are we praying for in prayer? That the kingdom of God will manifest. Not your will, not my will, not your desires, not my desires, but the kingdom of God. Right, you have a business you want to pray for. Pray that that business will become part of the kingdom of God. That God will nourish it and flourish it as part of the kingdom of God. That it will be part of the kingdom of God. That it will be dedicated to the building of the kingdom of God. Hello. You guys dare not do that. You want to have something for yourself, and that's where the whole thing is falling apart. God gave you Himself. He manifested Himself 100% for you through the cross. He didn't say, I will give you 99% and I will keep 1%. Hello, this is the meaning of tithing. We are not under the law. We are under grace. In the new covenant, a tithe is all of your life. You want to be sons of God. You want to reign as kings. You want to be priests of the Most High God. You have to belong to God 100%. Again, this is something that is brought forth by the Spirit. And so you need to at least move in the right direction and say, Lord, make me part of the kingdom of God. Make everything that I do in thought, word, and in deed part and parcel of the kingdom of God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. You see, unless the kingdom comes, the will of God cannot be done. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. So where are we praying our prayer? First in the heavenly places. Because that's where the source of the problem is. Hello, the church is not going to be raptured until we kick Lucifer out of the heavens. And there's a whole host of angels waiting to do their job. But the church must declare, because we are human beings, we have to declare the sovereignty of Jesus Christ. We have to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Satan has got no hold over the human race. Hello, Jesus said, unless you bind the strong man, you cannot steal from him. You cannot rob his house. And you can only bind the strong man with the finger of God. And the finger of God is the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the finger of God is designed to write the word of God in your heart. What does it mean? That when you release the finger of God, you are releasing the word of God from your heart. You are releasing the word of God in the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And that is the manifestation of the finger of God. With that word, you can pin Lucifer like a butterfly against the dartboard. Isn't that a nice idea? Right? Right? Pin the swine to the wall like a stuck pig. Right? Because he is a pig. That's an insult to the pigs. Right? And it's time for us to skewer him. Right? And we can do that by the finger of God. It is time for us not to be kicked around as if we are footballs. But the rules of the game are that we can only do it in and by and through the name of Jesus. We cannot do that by making a loud noise and dancing a war dance. We can only do it by the name of Jesus. And if the name of Jesus comes alive in us through a war dance, very good and well. But let's not put the cart before the horse. The war dance is not how Satan trembles. It is the name of Jesus. And the war dance is just a vehicle to manifest the name of Jesus. The loud voice and the loud proclamations is merely a vehicle for us to proclaim the name of Jesus. And so we must learn to pray. It is our job to pray. And it is our job to pray so that the Lord Jesus will be able to act through his body. All right? There are jobs that the angels in heaven are waiting to do. Remember that passage from Revelation chapter 8? That the prayers of the saints went through the hand of the angel. Correct? Remember that? Right? You want to turn to that? Let's turn to Revelation chapter 8. Keep your finger on John 14 because we will come back to that. Let's read from verse 1. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints, upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. From the angel's hand. So the angels are waiting to accomplish, right? what God wants to be accomplished. The angels are not going to accomplish what you and I want to be accomplished. The angels are going to accomplish what God wants to be accomplished. And so we must pray what God wants to accomplish. And when we pray what God wants to accomplish, then our prayers will rise through the hand of angels. That means the angels will be able to act. Amen? The angels will be able to act. And when angels act, it is very, very powerful. Right? It is very, very powerful, because when we read next, it says, right? Then the angel took the censer, verse 5, filled it with fire from the altar and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So there are 8 earth-shattering things that the angels can accomplish. Right? And we have to learn how to pray smart. Right? It is pointless going around the wilderness for 40 years. It's a waste of time. Right? It is time to understand that, right? To stop wasting time and understand that there is one name that God the Father will always respond to. Always respond to. The name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus is designed for your heart and my heart. The name of Jesus is given to us through a cross, through a sacrifice. And what was manifested in the cross is to be developed through the witness within us. So Jesus becomes the author and the finisher of our faith. How is he going to author our faith? With his faith. How is he going to finish our faith? With his faith. Can you imagine if you and I can pray with the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you imagine what will happen if we can pray with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ? And so, this idea of being able to do something in the name of Jesus is something that comes out of the witness that God wants you to be alive to. So when we pray in tongues, what are we doing? We are fundamentally awakening the witness that is within us so that we can function in the name of Jesus. So that we can glorify the name of Jesus. So that we can energize the Word of God. So tongues are a tool in prayer. They are not an end in themselves. They are only the means to an end. Like any tool, it can be used the right way or it can be used the wrong way. It can be used to bring forth something that is fruitful or it can be used uselessly. And if the witness within us does not proclaim the name of Jesus, then everything that we pray is a waste of time. Amen? I hope you understand that very clearly. Right? And it's so very important that we learn how to function like this. All right? It is so very important. Let's turn back to John chapter 14. All right? John chapter 14. Okay, let's read. Verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. All right? So why are you called a member of the body of Christ? Because through you, Jesus can do something. Through you, Jesus can function. Hello, the word is you. The word is you. Through you, Jesus can do something. Amen? So if you ask anything in my name, as long as it's something that is standing in the name of Jesus, he will do it. He will do it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's turn to John chapter 15. So, today we are talking about praying in the name of Jesus. Alright? And praying in the name of Jesus means that Jesus becomes the apostle and the high priest of your prayer. Apostle is the messenger of your prayer. High priest is the one who makes the message come before God, who brings the message before God. All right? John chapter 15, verse 7 and 8. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. How do you like that? If you abide in me and I abide in you, how do you abide in the Lord Jesus Christ? Through this witness. Right? If the witness within you seeks to abide in Jesus, what does it mean to abide in him, to live in him, to live by him, to live through him, to glorify him, to magnify him? If the witness within you has the desire to be in Jesus Christ, to find expression in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you desire that you will discover life in and by and through Jesus, then you are abiding in him. And when you abide in him, he will abide in you. And Jesus says, if I am abiding in you, you can ask whatever you want, it will be done for you. Do you realize when Jesus abides in you and you abide in him, you will not ask rubbish? Yeah? And we need to understand that. See, in the Lord's Prayer, God tells us very, very clearly that all prayer is based on what God wants to do. All right? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That is the framework of all prayer. Amen? So you're praying for someone's salvation. That is God's will. Right? You want a car. That may or may not be God's will. You want to have a big business. That may or may not be God's will. It depends on what the business is for. You want to have a good husband, a good wife. That is God's will. Hopefully you will keep seeking God's will. You want to have a fruitful family, a fruitful marriage. That is God's will. You don't have to sit down and fast whether you should have a good marriage. You want to have children. That is God's will all the time. Hello, it is not based on your balance sheet. The purpose of marriage is to procreate. Hello. When God created man and woman, he said, go out and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't sit down there and family plan yourself into oblivion. Yeah? Praise the Lord. Don't seem sound like you all are really praising the Lord for things like that. Right? All right. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So the purpose of prayer is fruitfulness. The purpose of prayer is for fruitfulness. The ability to bring forth fruit. The ability to multiply. The ability to bless. Amen? So you want to have a big business. The purpose is so that you will be fruitful. So think about what fruitfulness is and wait upon the Lord to tell you what that fruitfulness is. Same goes for ministry. Fruitfulness doesn't mean you just preach the Bible. Fruitfulness means that the words that come out of you will bear fruit. They are the words of God. They are the words that God is manifesting through the witness that he has developed within you. Same with, all right, worship and praise. All right? Everything in the kingdom of God is built on fruitfulness. Right? Fruitfulness. All right, let's look at verse 16. The Lord says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give to you. Hello? Right? How does God, Jesus define fruitfulness here? He says that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, it will be given to you. Whatever you ask. Hello? Some of us are wondering, should we give Jesus Christ a chance in our lives? Or let's keep him at a distance. Let's draw boundaries where there is, this is for Jesus and this is for me. And look at what Jesus is saying. When I come into something, whatever you ask, it will be done for you. Whatever you ask, it will be given to you. Amen? And he says, by this are you fruitful. Amen? So the purpose of prayer is fruitfulness. We are not praying just for the sake of praying. We are not praying to fulfill an obligation. I think God hates obligations. He hates people who come to him because of obligation. Because people who are obliged never love anybody. God is looking for those who will love him. And God is looking for those who will see purpose in their lives. We pray because we want to be fruitful. Just to be fruitful in our lives and through our lives. So always understand the purpose of prayer is fruitfulness. So don't think that you're doing something that is a waste of time. It is because we think that we are doing something out of obligation and something because if I don't do this, God may punish me. It is because of things like that that the prayers that we make are so unfruitful. Because God wants everything to be established in your heart through love. That you're going to do something because you love it. Because you're not going to keep doing something for very long if you don't love it. Just like if you try and did a job because of money, right? You're going to come one point in your life where you will hate your job. Because if you don't enjoy it, it will consume you. It will destroy you. Right? So you need to love something. Right? Everything in the kingdom of God is built on love. So God wants you to be in ministry because you love it. God wants you to worship him because you love it. God wants you to pray because you love it. God wants you to read the scriptures because you love it. God wants you to live because you love to live. Hello? Live. Live the way God wants you to live. And he wants you to be fruitful. He has chosen you to bring forth his abundance through you. Amen. And prayer is a labor of love. Prayer is a labor of love. Through prayer you can discover the heart of God. You can discover the joy of the Lord. Through prayer you can also discover the burdens that God carries in his heart. And then you will realize how much he loves you. And when you realize how much he loves you, your whole life will change. Your whole perspectives will change. Your desires will change. Your attitudes will change. How you see things, how you do things, everything will change. When you realize, actually know how much God loves you, everything will change. So prayer must be done in the name of Jesus. What is so important about the name of Jesus? Right? What is so important about the name of Jesus? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Familiar passage of scripture. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 17. Paul is making here a prayer. And he says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Right? the eyes of your understanding or the eyes of your heart being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Right? What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Through hope, God unveils your calling. Right? Right? And then through that hope, he manifests the substance or the evidence of the riches of his glory, so that you will inherit it. Inherit it. Verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards you, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Far above all principality, power, might and dominion. So what is so powerful about the name of Jesus? The name of Jesus is manifested at the right hand of the Father, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Amen. So Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of power, and he has a position far above all principalities, powers, might, dominion. But the name of Jesus is also alive inside of you. So through this witness, you have a connection to that position of power, that position of authority. And that position of authority is far above all rule, principality, power, and authority. Right? Different translations use different words. But you realize that that is a reality that is a mystery. It has to be explained into your heart. It has to be brought as a confidence inside of you. And that confidence is a revelation, which is why Paul begins the prayer by talking about that the Father will give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, right? That the Father will give you, right? A spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, so that you will know who Jesus is inside of here in your witness. And you will be able to manifest that witness in the authority that Jesus occupies. And the authority that Jesus occupies is far above every principality, power, might, and dominion. And we have to exercise that power because we are his body. He is the head. We are his body. The fullness of him who is to fill all in all. Read verse 22 and 23. Right? Read verse 22 and 23. We are his body, the fullness of him that is to fill all in all. So how is the Lord going to fill all in all? Through his body. We have to bring forth that witness. We have to know who Jesus is. We have to proclaim his authority. We have to proclaim his power. We have to proclaim his testimony. It's not going to come through anyone else. Right? Now, why does God insist on that? Because he has chosen you to be a king in his kingdom. He has chosen you to be a priest in his kingdom. He has chosen you to be a prophet in his kingdom. He has chosen you to be a son of God. And that is not going to come to you alagaza alagazum, like magic. It has to be built into you. You have to know it. You have to understand it. You must receive it in your own free will. You must desire it, you must respect that calling, you must treasure the name of Jesus, you must come to hallow the Father's name. It is something that comes out of practice, it is something that comes as you act, as you do things. It doesn't simply come, right? That's why God does not cast pearls before swine. It is not that God doesn't want to give us all things. The Bible has already said in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 to 6 that he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That all that he has given us, he has freely bestowed on the beloved, who is Jesus Christ. And he says, receive Jesus, know Jesus, express Jesus. Because everything you ask in Jesus' name, it will be done. So let's learn how to do that. Let's learn how to do that by praying in tongues, receiving the word of God, understanding the word of God, moving in the right direction, asking God to make you what he wants you to be. Because the word of God says you are a creation in Christ Jesus. The word of God says that this creation manifests by grace upon grace upon grace. So, but you must desire to move in the right direction. You must move, right? You must say, Lord, remove this fear from me. I'm prepared to walk in that. Right? Lord, build me as an altar of prayer. I'm prepared to move into that. You build me. Right? Today I'm starting with 5 minutes. All you busy, busy executive people who work for organizations that will collapse if you don't turn up for work. You want a bet? Hello. One day they will throw you out, huh? Give you some cheap watch and say goodbye. And then they won't even allow you to come back in the building. Haven't you seen that being repeated? That all those old fellows who are losing their jobs? Are not smiling from year to year. So why do you give your life for what is not going to be there for very long? But do you know that everything you give to Jesus, it will stand forever. And yet we refuse to. We refuse to even allow him to do the miracle. Right? Jesus said in Mark, they will pray in tongues, and there are people still arguing whether we should pray in tongues. Do you know that Jesus said that those who know him will pray in tongues? And there are still people who are arguing about it. Should I pray in tongues or should I not pray in tongues? Let's turn to Mark chapter 16. Verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They may speak with new tongues or they will speak with new tongues. Hello. All of you are shy to sing in tongues and pray in tongues. Right? Did he say that you may speak in new tongues or did he say you will speak in new tongues? They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Interesting, isn't it? It's all will. That's what is called the will of God. Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So let's learn how to pray right. And praying right involves tongues. Because the purpose of tongues is first and foremost to pray. To bring forth what we don't understand. To bring forth and proclaim in the name of Jesus what our minds cannot comprehend. To battle principalities, powers, in ways that we don't understand. Without forgetting that tongues is a tool that we use in Jesus' name by the Holy Spirit. Because the new covenant law is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that sets us free from the law of sin and death. So when we pray by the Spirit, we use tongues as a tool. But you can also pray by the Spirit in English or in Tamil or in Chinese. Right? You can pray in tongues, right? In the languages of man. Or you can pray in the languages, or you can pray by the Spirit in the languages of man or in the languages that God gives you. Right? It's a means to an end. But you must always pray in the name of Jesus. And you must always pray by the Holy Spirit. Now you can pray in the Spirit without the Holy Spirit, and you can pray in the Spirit without Jesus Christ either. Hello. That's why you need to develop everything in the name of Jesus. Brick by brick, line upon line, precept upon precept. Everything has to be built in the name of Jesus. And everything in the name of Jesus must be brought forth by the Holy Spirit. Not by your spirit. The Holy Spirit. Not your spirit, not my spirit, the Holy Spirit. And only the Holy Spirit can make the name of Jesus alive. And how do you know you are functioning by the Spirit in the name of Jesus? When you hallow the Father's name. When you are busy building the body of Christ rather than your ministry. When you're busy proclaiming the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ rather than subconsciously telling people to come to you. Amen. So all things in the name of Jesus, God will honor it. Amen. So all prayer must be in the name of Jesus. And praying in the name of Jesus doesn't mean you end the prayer by saying in Jesus' name. It means that the whole prayer is built, every word, every syllable, every intent, every desire, every purpose in that prayer is in the name of Jesus. And every word and every intent and every desire and every purpose that is in the name of Jesus must be brought forth by the Holy Spirit. Because only the Holy Spirit can reveal Jesus. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. He will take of mine and he will give it to you. He will show it to you. He will manifest it to you. And Jesus said, all that the Father has is mine. But all that the Father has which is mine can only come to you by the Holy Spirit. And he said, the Holy Spirit will glorify me. How is it that so many people pray in tongues without glorifying Jesus? Whose spirit are you praying in? Hello. You go on a 40-day fast, you pray in tongues 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours a day. Whose name are you glorifying? Amen. Right? That's the question we need to understand. Why are we fasting? We fast so that the name of Jesus will be established in us. So that the name of Jesus will be glorified in us. We fast so that we will be able to function by the Holy Spirit better. And when all that happens, you will receive what you want from God. Because he has already said, anything you ask in my name, it will be done for you. It will be given to you. But do you realize it is his name that gives you that, not just fasting? And this is what we must understand in prayer. That we must manifest the name of Jesus. And how do you manifest the name of Jesus? First and foremost, you must have a desire for it. You must objectively understand that you are manifesting the name of Jesus in prayer. That's why you are praying. And once you begin to understand that you are objectively manifesting the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit, you will begin to see prayer as a very powerful tool. That you can one day do amazing things through prayer. And you will be amazed that one day you will be able to do things instantly through prayer. Instantly, go back and read the life of Jesus. When Jesus prayed, things were done instantly. And Jesus said, "You and I will do greater things than that in His name." He said that. Did you listen to it or not? Instantly. Right? When Jesus cast out legions of demons, He didn't do a war dance like we do so often. That should tell us how far we are from the name of Jesus. Right? Legions. Praise the Lord. So there's so much to unveil in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you realize that you are indeed a unique creation? Are you willing to discover that or not? Right. See, so many of us spend hours working. I mean, we want to discover what we can do. Aren't you tired of it? Why don't we discover what the Lord can do? Why don't we discover what it means to rest in God? And let God be God. Oh, cease striving, brethren, and know that I am God, He's saying to us. Right? Cease striving, brethren, and know that I am God. Hello, all you guys who are studying and studying so hard. Right? Why don't you pray in the Spirit for half an hour and study for half an hour? You will learn more that way than studying for 1 hour. I'll give you my right hand on that. Because I have seen that happen. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You for the name of Jesus. We thank You for prayer. Because through prayer we can do great things, Lord. But we must understand that all things that we do must be in the name of Jesus. And all things that are done in the name of Jesus can only come forth by the Holy Spirit. So as we pray in tongues, let us understand that tongues are a tool to do something by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Let us not make the tool bigger than the reality of the Lord our God. So teach us, Father, to use tongues judiciously, to use tongues, O God, so that the name of Jesus is proclaimed, to use tongues so that we are functioning by the Holy Spirit and not by our spirit, Lord. That our spirit is just a tool to be manifested. It is the Holy Spirit, and it is what stands in the name of Jesus that You will honor and You will truly fulfill, Father. So the purpose of prayer is to fulfill all things in the name of Jesus. And all things in the name of Jesus can only be fulfilled by the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who unveils the finger of God that binds the strong man. It is the Holy Spirit who releases the sword of the Spirit and enable us to understand that the sword of the Spirit is Your Rhema word, alive in us in Jesus' name. So in prayer, we have an integrated reality, Father, by the Spirit in Jesus' name. Always by the Spirit in Jesus' name. And this is a reality of life, Lord. The life that You want us to release through prayer, Father. The life that You want us to release over the lives of human beings, over nations, over villages, over languages, over people. So teach us to be a blessing in Jesus' name. Release the revelation of prayer into each one of us. And give us the passion to pray, Father. Give us the passion to love. Give us the passion to see the name of Jesus established. Give us the passion by the Holy Spirit, Father, so that it will be a passion that lives and grows and grows and grows in us, manifesting us, O God, as morning stars. That the light that comes out of us, Father, will be a light built in passion amongst other things, Lord. So enable us to understand this, to receive this, to realize this. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke 22, verse 14. Do you realize that this is a prayer? So prayer is a Passover. Huh? Prayer is a Passover into the Mount of the Lord. Right? Luke chapter 22, verse 14. And when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. He took bread, gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. This is a prayer of confession. Jesus Christ is confessing something, and he's confessing the reality of a Passover. And this is a prayer that is manifested as a confession. And he is manifesting this confession with fervent desire. I have desired. That's how we must pray. With fervent desire, I have desired to pray for whatever or whoever you want to pray for. For whatever or whoever that the Lord your God is leading you to pray. You realize that that fervent desire has to come to you through Jesus Christ. Amen? Yeah? Okay, because prayer is a Passover. You're passing over from one level of prayer to the next level of prayer and to the next level of prayer. Prayer is very, very powerful. And we must understand that and know that. But prayer is powerful only in the name of Jesus. Prayer is only powerful when it is manifested by the Holy Spirit. Prayer in the flesh. It's not going to do us very much good. So let's learn how to pray in the name of Jesus. Let's receive and realize this Passover through prayer. Let this be a tabernacle of prayer that manifests the name of God. Let this be a tabernacle of prayer in which the presence of God is always there, that this is his dwelling place, that he will indwell our prayer and he will fulfill our prayer because it is established in him and by him and through him. It is proclaiming something that he has brought forth within us and released through us. Amen. So the purpose of this Passover is so that Jesus will drink of the fruit of the vine. And the fruit of the vine comes out of the branches, and we are his branches. And I think when we pray, Jesus tastes our heart. When we pray in his name, Jesus tastes the love that we have for others. Jesus tastes what we carry in our hearts. So let us open our hearts and let us ask the Holy Spirit to teach us how to pray. Just as the disciples turned to Jesus and said, teach me how to pray. And he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. You see, when God's will is established, everything else will fall in place. Praise the Lord. So this Passover, let's enter into it in prayer. Let's enter into this Passover in worship. Let's enter into this Passover through the Word. Let us enter into the Passover through the ministries that God has given us, the callings that God has given us. This Passover is no ordinary reality. This Passover will make you a prince in the kingdom of God. So don't despise it. It will give you rewards far greater than anything you are doing in the world system today. Infinitely greater. Infinitely greater. So find the time to pray. Find the time to read your scriptures. Because if you don't have the word, you will be praying human emotion. God is not going to answer human emotion. God is going to answer the truth. It is the truth that will set people free. It is the truth that you must release. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." He prayed that in John 17 verse 20, I think. Or John 17 verse 17, somewhere around there. Right? Thy word is truth. So we must learn to pray the truth. Amen? So shall we partake of this Passover with understanding? Alright? This is my body which is given for you. So when we pray for others, when we pray for salvation, we are praying that they will become fruitful members of the body of Christ. When we are praying for denominations, when we are praying for other churches, we are praying that they will become fruitful members of the body of Christ. Amen. This is the blood of the new covenant. Right? Amen. So when we pray, we are releasing the blood of the new covenant. And the blood of the new covenant stands in the faith and love of Jesus. And the faith and love of Jesus is awesome. And do you realize that the faith and love of Jesus is a Passover? As you learn, as you receive more and more of the faith of Jesus, you rise to a higher and higher level in God. You see things in a greater and greater light. You see things in a higher and higher plane. You become the sons of God. Amen. Seriously. You put on the mind of Christ. You receive the wisdom of God. You receive an education that will transfigure your being. How do you like to be educated like that? Instead of sitting for exams, spending half your life, and 1 month later you've forgotten half the blooming stuff you study. Right? But everything you study by the Spirit, it transfigures you. The education system of God transfigures you. How do you like that? You put on light. You put on His light. Young man, grow up. Right? It will transfigure you. It will make you a light being. It will make you a morning star. A real star. A genuine star. Not a shooting star. Praise the Lord. I want to be a star. But I know that I have to do it God's way. Otherwise it ain't going to last very long. Praise the Lord. Alright. So Jesus is the bright morning star. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you and thank you for the living bread that came down out of heaven. Of His fullness we have all received. And we have received through a sacrifice. He suffered to give us this bread of life. He overcame humiliation. He overcame hate. He overcame ridicule. He overcame evil. He overcame all forms of darkness. And because He chose to give Himself to us, we can now, Father, be a blessing to others in His name. So teach us to pray. And through prayer, release the name of Jesus. Through prayer, bless others, O God. Enable us to understand, Father, that as we partake of the bread of life, God blessed us with His Son. God blessed us through the suffering of Jesus Christ. God blessed us through the righteousness of the faith and love of Jesus. And through prayer, we can now release, O God, the witness of Jesus Christ through each one of us, so that it will touch the hearts of others, so that it will touch the lives of others. So as we partake of the bread of life, Father, it is to enable us to pray in the substance of His fullness, so that our prayer will be of His substance, so that our prayer will be built in the bread of the holy and the bread of the most holy, so that what we pray will be established because it is of the fullness of Jesus Christ. So Father, bless the church, Lord, that we will understand that we can only be a blessing when we pray in the substance of the Master's fullness. We ask this, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The blood of the Lamb is life to us, Lord. His blood was poured out for us as a drink offering. And today we are prophetically partaking of that drink offering, receiving the faith and love of Jesus that will enable us to become bastions of prayer, that our hearts will become altars of prayer, so that we will pray the right words that Jesus gave us through the word of His testimony, by the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that that witness of blood, water, and spirit will be released into the church. It will be unveiled in the church. And it will be manifested through the church so that we will function as the body of Christ. So that we will function as the body of Christ on the earth and in the heavenly places. So that there will be a living temple that will be manifested over the atmosphere of the earth, as all of the body of Christ learns how to pray in the faith and love of Jesus. We receive this, we pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.